The Satipatthana, which is essentially an instruction manual for how to do meditation. So we've done the first three techniques in that. So the first was just following the breath, in which we got some sense of concentration and being able to stay with the breath. And then the second part of that was noticing the breath with the whole body. So that was moving out into a broader awareness of the moment, which is getting more into mindfulness. So that was sort of an introductory thing. And then we did the 32 parts of the body. And that recording actually worked, and it's available online if you're interested in listening to it. And essentially what we did there was we opened up our bodies and took out all the pieces. We took our hair off and put it, put it in a pile, and we pulled out our teeth and put them in a pile and our nails. And we unzipped ourselves and took out a bunch of fat and put that in a pile, and the muscle and the, bones. And so everything was all laid out and little jars of blood and bile and phlegm and saliva and urine and stuff. And the point of that exercise was to see this thing which we call ourselves and we identify with. This is my body. This is me. If you lay out all the parts, is that really you? Is that what you want to call me? Or even mine? So with that exercise, we were looking at this identification with the body. Then we put ourselves back together, and today we're going to look at the four elements, which is looking at this body again, which we now understand isn't really me, although I do seem to have some interaction with it. Looking at it in a very objective way, see that there isn't really a body, even when it's all put together. It's sort of hard to pin down what this body is. So I'll read the section. It's very short today, about the four elements. Again, monks, he reviews the same body, however it is placed, however disposed, as consisting of elements thus. In this body, there are the earth element, the water element, the fire element, and the air element. Just as though a skilled butcher or his apprentice had killed a cow and was seated at the crossroads with it, cut up in pieces, so too he reviews the same body as consisting of the elements in this body. There's the earth element, the water element, the fire element, and the air element. Before I get on to sitting at the crossroads with a pile of cow, I will talk a little bit about the elements, which come up a lot and they're not unfamiliar to you, right? The Greeks had their set of elements, and I'm afraid I left my notes at home, so I can't tell you the exact wording of all of this, but I'm going to say it was Aristotle who had earth, air, fire, or I think he might have had wind and water. And he also had ether, which is like the void. And to the Greeks, this was an attempt to define how the world is put together. These were the actual elements that made up everything. We find it in a lot of different religions. We found it in Hinduism, which was present at the time of the Buddha. With Hinduism, it was the same four: air, earth, fire, and water. And in Hinduism, it was also understood that that's what your body was made out of, and when you died, it would return to these four elements. So the Buddha was using these terms because that's what people at the time were familiar with. But he was not trying to create a physical model of how things worked. What he was interested in is observing this body with some systematic way of sort of analyzing it into pieces. And because this was the common language of the time. He used those four elements. The word element, I think it's dhatu, doesn't exactly mean element in the way we think of it. The word dhatu does not imply physical elements. But he used those terms because that's what people were familiar with. You know, we could use modern terminology. There's no reason why we have to use these four. We could look at our bodies in terms of solid, liquid, and gas, for example, which is more what we're familiar with. But just for the sake of understanding what was written, and because it's fun to play around with, I will try and describe what these four elements mean. And they don't parallel exactly what you might think they mean. So the earth element refers to the quality of solidity, stability, maybe density or weight. So a rock is earth element. This, when you're analyzing your body, you're not looking to see, it's not like a binary thing, either there's earth or there's not earth. There's degrees of earth. So if you have a Nerf ball, you know, that's sort of spongy and light, that has some earth to it. It has some solidity, but not as much earth as the rock, right? Water, initially you can think of it as the quality of liquidity, but it's more gooiness or sticking togetherness, continuity, sort of. So you're looking at your body and you can feel your blood flowing, say. So that liquid flowing of the blood is water, but what's more water element about it is it's more like a binding, bindingness, how well it sticks together. If you have a, so what's that stuff that silly putty? If you got silly putty, right, it's got some solidity to it, so it's got some earth, not as much earth as a rock. But then you can pull it apart, and it has that gooiness. It's the, like, it sticks together. So you might not think of that as water, but that's the water element, that it sticks together like that. If you had, say, something that just broke apart, maybe you have a handful of sand, and it's the sand falls in little pieces, that's not sticking together. So that's lacking water element. The fire element is actually quite easy. That's just temperature. With fire, we would think of heat, but cold is in there too. It's just any awareness of temperature. And air has to do with motion. Motion, instability. So when you have the water running down the stream, it's moving, and the motion of the water is the air element, oddly, whereas the sticking togetherness of the water is the water element. So you can see that it's sort of confusing, especially with those terms. But what we're talking about is solidity and stability. And then we're talking about sticking togetherness, the ability to stick together and be continuous, the temperature, and motion. So if something is entirely stable, not moving at all, it does not have any wind or air quality to it because there's no motion, right? And it's all earth. But if it's pretty solid, but it moves a bit, it's got some air in it, but it's got more earth than air. You see, if you throw the ball through space, then it's moving. So it's got air, but it's also still solid. So then it's got lots of air and some earth. So that all makes perfect sense, right? I've spent the last 2 or 3 weeks doing this regularly, trying to get a handle on it, because it sounds easy. It's like, okay, I can feel my body, that's solid, that's earth, and I can feel my breath, that's air. But then it's like, okay, it's not totally solid. And then it just it gets sort of complicated. So what's important with this technique is not to get hung up on getting your definitions right. You don't even have to use the words if you want. You just be aware of the qualities. But it's also, because it's a little more complicated than you think, it's a lot of fun. Because you can get really fascinated by a sensation, and it's like, okay, well, that's obviously this, but oh, no, wait, there's that, and then there's this, and then there's that, and then it changes, and then you discover that this whole sensation is different than it was 2 seconds ago, and it can be really quite fun. And also, in addition to being fun, you're seeing the changingness of your body, how there's nothing, you can't pin it down and say, this is what it is. You know, your body is not just earth. It's not just air. And even the parts that are just air aren't just air. So we think of this as a well-defined thing, and it's not really that well-defined at all if you start looking at it closely. So not only is it not me, but I'm not really sure what it is. And that's sort of the point of this next step in the awareness of the body section. So I'm going to suggest that we try that. If you want to use the four elements as I've described, it can be fun. But there's no reason why you have to do that. You can choose any way of breaking down the body that you want. If you want to do solid, liquid, and gas, plus temperature, you can do that. If you have some other model that you know from elsewhere, you can use that. The idea is to look objectively at this thing that we call a body and try and see, try and notice what it actually is. And I'm talking about body sensations. I'm not saying that last week was more of a visualization exercise. So I'm not suggesting that you go and try and imagine your liver and figure out what it is. Just allow sensations to arise, itches and pains and heat and cold and stuff. But as they do, look at them with this sort of structure of what elements are present and to what degree are they present. And if you can't quite get a handle on it, then it's fine to say, oh, don't know that one, I'm going to go to the next. It's just as informative to discover that you're confused as it is to be able to define it. So any questions or comments before we try that?